We hold enough tzadik zayin in the base. We'll start again from the two dots again. We have Yudu Aimer. Noisei nodom chovius lechaveroi. And he says, you're allowed to carry it as far as you want. That was the machoikis in the Mishnah. And the Rabbanan said back, no, that there's halacha that you can't carry it more than the tchum, that's a bailim, is allowed to walk. For the Gemara of the Kasher, Belestel Rabbi Yehuda, Hod the Tanan, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold like the Mishnah says in Beitzah, that Abahema v'yakelim karagli ha-bailim, that the kelim, somebody owns, if Reuven owns kelim, or Reuven owns a behema, so the behema or the kelim can't go further on Yomtiv more than the bailim could go. With the bailim's tchum, the 2,000 namas that the bailim has the right to walk, the same thing as behema is not allowed to go further, or his kelim can't go further. So how come now Mishnah of Yehuda says if you have a chavius of water, or could even be of wine, you're allowed to give it over to somebody, and he'll take it as far as he could walk. Ailachur is going further than the bailim, than the original owner's tchum. Now the Gemara Amar Ashlokish Mishum Levi Saba Hochel Mayaskinon B'morin Mechavius Lechavius. We're talking about you pouring it out of your chavius into the other person's chavius. So therefore, the tchum of the kelim, true, goes after the bailim, but here it's Reuven is not the owner of this keli, so he poured it from Reuven's keli into Shimon's keli. We have Yehuda, what about the water? Ailachur, the water still originally belonged to Reuven. So how could you take the water further than Reuven's tchum? The territory of Rabbi Yehuda the time. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his shita. The Yomer of Yehuda holds Mayim ain bohem mamish. Mayim is not a chosh of a thing. Doesn't have mamish means it has no substance. That means you're allowed to take water further than the Bailim's tchum. Even though Reuven owns this water, if Shimon picks up the water and Shimon has a right to walk a different 2,000 amis, Shimon can take it as far as he can go. The Tanan we learned, also in the Gemara in Beitza, we have Yehuda Poite B'mayim. There's a question, if you make a food like a cholent, a few different people give food, give their beans into the cholent. So you can't take the cholent further than all the bailim could walk, because everybody has his beans in there, and the locher is the beans can't go further than the bailim could go. What about if somebody put in water? So if Yehuda holds Poite B'mayim, the one that put in water has no din. You don't have to go boss his tchum, you can carry it as far as the other people can go. Because water is not choshev, it doesn't have any substance to it, it doesn't have a din chum. So, what is the Rabbanan answer back to Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbanan say you can't take this further than the original Bailim. So the Churetz Mashma goes on the Chavius on the barrel, on the barrel. And if the Gemara it means, lo yahalech mashe bezu, yoysim iragli habailim. It doesn't mean the barrel itself, because the barrel you poured it out of the original barrel into the other person's barrel. But it means that chom dingzach on water also, there's a kinyan shvisim. And you can't take what's inside the barrel, even the water, you can't carry further than the original bailim's tchum. That's what Rabbanim argue. That even though you poured out your water, Reuven's water into Shimon's bucket, Shimon can't take this water further than Reuven could have walked. Because since the water at the beginning of Shabbos belongs to Reuven, that's the din chum, you can't take it further than the bailim could walk. Mashenken Rabbi Yehuda is not like that. He holds water is not choshev. Freddy Gemara Eimud is Shamal of Rabbi Yehuda, Heicha Dabli and Beisa. When do we hear Rabbi Yehuda holds that water is not a choshev a thing, only if it's swallowed up into east, into a dough? Like it's not then, you don't see the water. That's when it has no chshivas. But when the water is then, that you can see the water is in front of us. So Rabbi Yehuda also say that the water has no chshivas, that it has no din chum. So the Mahashta b'kedera, madach, when you put water into a pot, into a plate, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, loy batli, Rabbi Yehuda says if you put water into a plate, and you make the food watery, so since the water is nikki, you can see the water there, it's not bottled. And you can't take this food now further than the owner of the water could walk. When you have here mamash, a whole bucket full of water, pshit, it's not bottled. So pshit, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should not be allowed to take the water further than the original owner could walk. Titania, we learned, also in the Gemara and Beitzim, Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Mayim Umelech Betelem Beitza. If one Bailam puts the water or the salt into the dough, and somebody else puts the flour, you don't have to go worry about the owner of the water, you only worry about the owner of the flour. V'ein Betelem Bikteira. Mashenkin, if you put water into the pot, there it's not bottled. Why? Mifnei Reitzvah. Because if you put the water in the pot, it makes the pot watery. Like you put it into anything's there, into a food. when you put a lot of water into the food, it makes the food watery, so you can see the water. Therefore, you have to go bust the water. Only when you put the water in dough, you put the water into flour, and to make a dough, there we don't see the water anymore. That's called bottle. But over here, where you have the water, then you can see the water, it should also be kasher then. How could Yehuda say he could take it further than the original Bailim? Why? Since Reuven owned the water, he can't take it further than when he owned it. Then his tchum. We're talking about true. The barrel belonged to Reuven. Since Reuven owned the barrel can't be taken further than the shrisa, than Reuven could walk. We're talking about water that he went and fetched today on Yonta from the well or from the running river. And we had halacha that running water is not kind of shvisa. Therefore, the beginning of Shabbos, this water had no din shvisa. You could take it as far as you want. So that's the machlokes. The bat lechavius lagabi mayim. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chavius is bottled to the water. The yikun, you carry now a buckle of water. You want the water, that's the yikun. The chavius, the barrel, is only holding up the water. So the chavius is bottled to the water. So therefore, since this water has no din shvisa, at the beginning of Shabbos, it didn't belong to anybody. It's flowing water. So the halacha is, you can carry it as far as you want, as far as Shimon or Yehuda, whoever takes the water now, as far as he can walk, he could take this water with him. The barrel belongs to Reuven. That's the Yehudish Svara that says, no, the barrel, the bucket is bottled to the water. Kiritznan, like we learned in Gemara and Shabbos. If somebody carries out a live person in a bed on Shabbos, you carry out somebody live. So lochar is a carrying out a live person midirais it's mutter. Hachai nois es atzmai. Carrying out a bed by itself, you should be chayiv. But here, when you carry out the live person on the bed, a lochar is potter. Afal amita. Even for the bed, also you potter. You're not chayiv midirais. Why? Vivnei shamita tfeiloloi. Because the bed is like bottle to the person. The yikar hoit soher is the person. And the person, it's mutter midirais to carry him out. Therefore, it's potter midirais on the bed also. Midirabonin, it's awesome. It's also carry the person out also midirabonin. But midirais, though, it's potter. What about hamoitzi oichlim pochus mikashir bekli? Let's say you have a piece of apple less than the shear of a gregris. That's a dried out date. That's how big the shear have to be for achilu by Shabbos. So you carry out a piece of an apple less than the size of a gregris, so you put it on the apple. But you carry it out in a nice plate, so the chura, you should be chayi for the plate. Still we say no potter afala kli. You potter midirais even for carrying out this plate. Why? Because the ikur is not the kli, you're carrying out the kli only to hold the food. So the ikur is the food. And since the food is less than a kazai, less than a gregris, less than a dried out date, you potter on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's svar here also. Since the water came from Hefker, didn't belong to anybody, so it has no din chum, so even though Reuven owns the barrel, the chavis, you can carry this chavis as far as you want, because you go bust of the water. For the Gemara, Mosiv Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha. Rabbi Yehuda said, V'shayara noise nodom chavis lechaveroi. V'chaveroi lechaveroi. Bishayara means when you're traveling a caravan, you have three people together traveling. There, when you're traveling, the Rabbanim will make it to say that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to give over the chavius, a barrel of water, and your friend can give it to your friend, and your friend to your friend, and the friend can carry it as far as he could walk his tchum, even though it's going further than the original owner's tchum. So it's a diyuk, bishayara in. Mashmim Rabbi Yehuda was only matir bishayara by the caravan, that's a big tzarech. They're traveling. That's when the Rabbanim were makel to say you can carry the barrel further than your tchum. But we're not talking about a caravan. The Rabbanim were not makel. So the kasher is our Mishnah Poshe is not talking about a caravan. So it's not talking about a shayara. Why is the Yehuda and our Mishnah makel to take the barrel further? The Gemara gives a Poshe to Trutzim. The Chorda 2 Poshe to Trutzim. So one turns to Elo Am Rabbi Yosef Kitnan Nami Masdisim B'Shayara Tanan. So Rabbi Yosef holds in his kasha. This was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. And therefore Rabbi Yosef answers, our Mishnah is also talking about a shayor, enach nami. We're talking about the barrel belonged to Reuven and the water belonged to Reuven. Why are you allowed to carry the barrel, give it over to Shimon, and Shimon could carry it as far as he could walk? Because we're talking about a shayor, a caravan. Here we're making. That's Rabbi Yosef's teretz. Abayi Rama no poshit. Abayi Rama. B'shayor afilu chovyes. Avada, if you're talking about a barrel that belongs to Reuven, and the water inside also belongs to Reuven, then we said, Yehuda is murder, it's also. That's the din in Beitzah, that water that's Ben is also. So then we say only Bishayara. When you're traveling on a caravan, that's a big tzarech to carry the water further. There the Rabbanim will make them. Mashenken, not a Bishlei Bishayara. But if you're not holding by a caravan, then takritz also. But when that's Chavye Shekonsa Shvisa, Shalei Bishayara, but if we're not talking about a caravan, then Stamazlei it's also. But where's the case that it's mutter to carry even without a caravan? That's the case that we that's on our Mishnah is Chavye Shekonsa Shvisa, Umayim Shlekonsa Shvisa. Like we still have our territory, we said before. Our Mishnah another Kimtum. True, the barrel belongs to Reuven. But we're talking about the water didn't belong to Reuven at the beginning of Yom Tif. At the beginning of Yom Tif, the water was in the well, was in the river. Now, in the middle of Yom Tif, you went to fetch the water. So this water was not Kohen Shvisa. That's why you're allowed to carry the water as far as Shimon or Yehuda can walk, because the water doesn't have it in Shvisa. I, the Keli, the Chavius, belongs to Reuven. That's the Svar, the Chavius is bottled to the water. So since the water doesn't limit you to how far you can carry it, who are then you're allowed to carry the Chavius as far as you want? I, Rabbi Yehuda, said a din dafka b'shayara. That's in a case where Reuven owns the water. If you own the water, then you're not allowed to carry it further than the Tchum. Only by a Shayara they will make it. Rav Ashi yama hocha b'chov yistehet karaskinen. O mayim dehet karaskinen. Rav Ashi said another Poshna Teres Tawa Mishnah. The Machlek is now Mishnah Tak is talking about a Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. There's a Hefker dika barrel of water, Zai the barrel, and the water is Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. And now somebody comes and picks it up. And so that's Rav Yehuda Shita, that whoever comes and picks it up can carry it as far as he wants. Because since at the beginning of Shabbos, it didn't belong to anybody. It wasn't Kohen Shvisa. There's no Din Chum. You can carry it as far as the person holding it now has the right to walk. Who is the Rabban and the Mishnah that argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say, no, you can't carry it further than the original Tchum where it started out from? That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Yomer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Cheftzei Hefker Kohenim Shvisa. You should know, something that belongs to Hefker is Kohen Shvisa. Even though nobody owns it, it's Hefker, still it's Kohen Shvisa, wherever it is, at the beginning of Shabbos, the Yom Tiv, it can't be taken further than a Tchum Shabbos, further than 2,000 Amos. Omai le'talav zu yaisim ragli habaylim. What does it mean that Chum say you can't carry it further than the ragli habaylim, than the owner? We're talking about Hefker, there's no owner here. Now the Gemara means lo yahalchu elu yosim mikalim sheish lem bailim. It means this chavius, this hefkedika barrel of water can't be taken further than the same din a barrel that does have a bailim has. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's the same halacha. Even though it doesn't belong to anybody's hefker, still wherever the barrel is at the beginning of Shabbos or the beginning of Yom Tov, it's kohen shvisim. That from that makom you can't take it further more than 2,000 amos. So that's the Chachamim's din in the Mishnah. And if you don't know, it's mutter, he doesn't know. Hefker is not Kohen Shvisa. So the Mishnah. Somebody was learning from a Sefer on Shabbos. Now, Stam Sefer, Rashi says, Akol HaSvorim HaSuyim B'meir Rishonim HaSuyim B'Gilyon K'Sefer Torah Shalonu. The Glilit should be. It was always written like a Sefer Torah. It was rolled up. So when you're learning in a Sefer, even a Chumash, it was always rolled up, and it's possible that one side of it will fall out of your hand and start to roll down. So Hayakura by Sefer Aleskupa, you were reading the Sefer on top of a platform. We'll soon see in the Gemara what type of a platform we're talking about. Niskupa, that's usually right in front of the first step. Usually a porch in front of your house, the first step is called the Niskupa. So the question is it called the Rishus Yochid or Carmelis? We'll see in the Gemara. But somebody was learning from a Sefer on the Niskupa. Now one side of the Sefer rolled out of your hand, it started to roll down. Since you're holding the other side in your hand, you're allowed to just roll the whole thing back and bring the whole thing back to you. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. What about somebody was learning from a Sefer on top of the roof. And that's Zichar Rishus HaYochid on top of the roof. And now one side of the Sefer rolled out of your hand and went down. Is actually Hegiel Asar Tzvachim, if it didn't reach within 10 Tzvachim of the ground, which is the Rosh Hashanah Poshid, then Goyle Layetzloy. Since it didn't get in the bottom 10 Tzvachim, it's not considered in the Avir Rosh Hashanah, it's considered in an Avir Mokim Ptur. That's always the Lacha. Rosh Hashanah only goes up 10 Tzvachim. Higher than that is called the Mokim Ptur. So if you were standing on top of a roof, and now the sefer fell down and it didn't reach the bottom 10 tefachim, it's standing in the ear, that ear is a mokum ptur. Shifti, you're allowed to be girdly, you're allowed to wind, bring it back up to you. Girdly, yetzli. Mashenken, meshegi al yasar tefachim. Once the sefer, the bottom of the sefer reached the bottom 10 tefachim, it like came into the avra of the Rishus Rabbin, then the halacha is you're not allowed to roll it up. Now the answer is, turn it backwards. Let the ksav face the wall. Today there shouldn't be a bezoin. Hazoy the sefer fell out of your hand like this. So don't let the ksav, the written part, be outside. Now turn it around like this. The written side should be against the wall. So today it won't be a bezoin. But you're not allowed to roll it up to you. Midrabbanan, there'll be an issa of haitzor rolling it up. Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu ein mesulak minoret elo kamolei machet. No. Even though the bottom of the sefer reached within the 10 tefachim of the ground, but kol zaman, it's not lying on the ground mamish. It's mamish kamolei machet, the slightest nizum away from the ground is goyla yetzli. It's not called munach on the ground, so therefore there's no iser. You're allowed to roll up the sefer to bring it back up to you on the gag. Rabbi Shimon, Naim Rabbi Shimon says even a bigger kula. Afilu baratz atzmoi. Even if one side of the sefer rolled out of your hand and mamish landed in the Rishus Rabbim. Girl is still afilu baris, even though it reached the ground. Atzma, still girl yetzli. Still you're allowed to roll up the sefer, bring it back up to you in the Shusa Yochid. Why? Shein l'chadova mishum shvus oimed v'fnei kisvi HaKodesh. Anytime that something's only yosim in the Rabbonin, that's called the shvus, a shvus, that the Rabbonin told us don't do it. The Rabbonin didn't say that to mokim kisvi HaKodesh. Here you have a sefer that it's a big bizoyan to let it stam lay there for the Shabbos, let half the sefer's falling down, to let it stay that way is a bizoyan. So the Rabbanu will make him Mishum Kedushas, Kitzvi HaKodesh, that you'll have to be goylol, roll up the sefer. Now here there's only an issue of the Rabbanu, because we're talking about at all times, and one side of the sefer is in your hand, just the other side of the sefer rolled out. So since one part of it is in your hand, even if you bring it up from the Rishus Yochid, from the Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid, there's no wisdom in the Raisa. But the Raisa is only Yosef, if the whole Chafetz went into Rishus Rabbim. And then you come and pick up the whole Chafetz, that's an Issa the Raisa. But calls them on a part of the Sefer is still in your hand, so it's no Issa the Raisa. It's not called Haisa. Still called Ogid B'yodoi. We look as if the whole Sefer is still attached to your hand, and by rolling it up, there's no Issa the Raisa. It's only Yosef the Rabbanan. So here, Mishum Kisvei HaKodesh, you shouldn't let the Sefer be Bimokim Bizoyin to be unrolled. The whole Shabbos, Reb Shimon holds the Smutim. I will see in the Gemara what the Machlokes, what the cases are. So that's the Gemara. So the first case was, we're standing on the skupa, and the Sefer rolled out of your hand. Here we say you're allowed to roll it up. There's no question about 10 and not 10. Here it's some. You're allowed to roll back the Sefer. For the Gemara, how you scoop a hechidomi? What kind of a scoop, what kind of a platform are we talking about? If it's mamish, or this stoop is 10 tefachim high, and rochiv dalad by dalad, then on top of the stoop is called Rishus HaYochid, v'koma Rishus HaRabim. And in front of the stoop, where did the sefer roll off to Rishus HaRabim? So taka, why is it mutter? Well, you have to say, v'loi gazrini, we don't make exerah, dilma nofi v'yosel asuyi. You have to say that the Mishnah is saying that we're not afraid, maybe the whole sefer will roll out of your hand, even the part that's in your hand. And then it'll be an issur d'oraisa. We don't make that gzeira. Because right now, one side you're holding in your hand, even though the other side rolls into Rishus Rabbim, still it's mutter to bring it up. That's what you want to say, Peshar. Now, Mishnah is the ratio of the zoi mani. Who does the ratio of the Mishnah go like? Reb Shimon he. Lechur, that's the last man the yom of the Mishnah. That Reb Shimon said, afilu boretz. Even if the sefer rolled one side onto the Rishus HaRabim, still you're allowed to roll it up to bring it up to you in the Rishus HaYochid, because since there's only an issue with the Rabbanan here, the Rabbanan didn't make the Xeris B'mokim Kisvi HaKodesh. So if you can tell me now, the Rishus is also talking about like that, that the Yiskupi is the Rishus HaYochid, and in front it rolled one side, rolled into the Rishus HaRabim, so it's Zichah Asim and the Rabbanan to do it. Still, the Mishnah said this Mutter, Mishum Kisvi HaKodesh, is the Chur that goes according to Reb Shimon. So, what does the sefer the Mishnah say? We have Yehuda Leimer Afilo Einem Mesulik Minoret Ele Mole Machit Gadol Lo Yetzli. Yehuda says no. It's only mutter to roll up the sefer if it didn't reach the ground yet. As long as it's only mamish a needle away from the ground, it's mutter. But if it reached the ground, then you can't roll it up. We have Yehuda Leimer Afilo Baratz Atzma Gadol Lo Yetzli. No, even if the other side of the Sefer rolled down to the ground to Rishus Rabin, it's Mamish Mulech on the ground, still you're allowed to roll it up to you. Because since it's only Yassim and the Rabbonin, because one side is always in your hand, so it's only Yassim and the Rabbonin, Reb Shimon Shitteriz, Rabbonin didn't make the Xeris, the mocking Bizoin of Kisra Kodesh. His Lechura then, the Mishnah is a Bissamadna, Reisha the Sefer Reb Shimon. The way we're saying now, the Reisha, the Mishnah, the first case from the Mishnah, is also Reb Shimon. Because we're talking about an Iskupa platform now that is a Rishus HaYochid, and in front of it is a Rishus HaRabim, and still is saying, even though the one side reached the ground, still you're allowed to roll it up. Lechura, that's only according to Reb Shimon. Obviously, the Reish, the beginning and the end of the Mishnah, is Reb Shimon. Or Mitzios, Reb Yehuda. And the middle of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, it's a Bissamadna. Like, why does it say at the beginning, the first Shita Reb Shimon, and then interrupt with Reb Yehuda Shita? It should have said it all together. It's a Bissamadna, this Pshat. And the Gemara Omer Reb Yehuda, so the Amoira Reb Yehuda says like this. Enoch Nami says, in Reisha V'Seifer Reb Shimon, Mitziyasa Reb Yehuda. That's not so Shver. Enoch Nami can say like that. The beginning and the end of our Mishnah goes according to the Shita's Reb Shimon, that even though one side of the Seifer Mamish fell into the Rishus Rabin, and it's awesome with the Rabbanan to roll it up, but still, it's Mutter Mishum Kisvi HaKodesh. And the Mitziyasa, the middle of the Mishnah, says no. If it came within 10 Tvachim, or else it didn't reach the ground, that's when it's Mutter. But if it reached the ground, it's Aser, that's not a Libud Reb Shimon. Enoch Nami, the beginning and the end goes according to Reb Shimon, and the middle of the Mishnah doesn't go according to Reb Shimon. That's what Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, wants to answer. Rabbi Rama Rabbi says no. I'll tell you, no, it's not, the Reisha doesn't have to go according to Reb Shimon. The Reisha goes according to everybody. What's Pshat now Reisha then? Why is it Mutter? Rabbi Rama Hocha V'Iskupa HaNedresa Saskinyan. We're talking about this stoop is like right in front of your house. That everybody walks over the stoop. It's a stoop that people walk over it in the dresses. So Umishum Bizoyin Kisvi HaKodesh Shari Rabbonim. Now here it's Mamash a tremendous Bizoyin. That you have a Sefer, imagine you have a Chumash that rolled out over the front stoop of your house. That everybody walks, when you go out of your house and come into the house, you walk over the front step. So that front step is a tremendous bizoyin to have a sefer lying on it. Therefore, here the Rabbanu will make him. The Rabbanu will make him to say, you're allowed to roll up the sefer to you. That's the Reisha. And this goes according to everybody. Now, the rest of the Mishnah is talking about that you have this sefer on top of your roof, and it rolled down. Now, roll down just means it's rolling down, that's all. Nobody's stamping on it, nobody's tripping or stepping on it. So there, it's machlokes, how much do we make all? There, Reb Shimon says, even that is called a bizoyin, it's mutim. And Reb Yehuda says, no, since nobody stepping on it, there's not a bizoyin. But the Reish of the Mishnah, talking about a skupa, means the first stoop of your house, that everybody walks over, that's a tremendous bizoyin to have the sefer there. So therefore, about this only us and the Rabbanan to roll it up, we're talking about one side is still in your hand, just the other side went to the Rishus Rabin, you're allowed to roll it up now, mishum bizoyin, kisvi HaKodesh. Here everybody holds Rabbonin and holds the Smutter. The Rashi says, "Hand addresses." We're talking about this first stoop is Rishus HaYochid. Avo the dresses, the Ragli Harabim Averes Derech Lo. A lot of people walk over the stoop. Over Malkim the dresses Ragli Benayodim Oimdim Ika Bizoyin Kisvi HaKodesh. It's a tremendous bizoyin to let the sefer be there. Olachi Shayu Yilagoy Lo Yetzloi Ledomu the Kara Begad. Here it's a tremendous bizoyant to let it be on something you step over. So here the Rabbanu will make all that you're allowed to roll it up. Mashenken Stam fell off the roof and is just hanging down the side of the house. That's not such a big bizoyant there. They always say if one side reaches the ground, you're not allowed to roll it up. So you have to just turn it upside and turn it over that the ksav is facing the inside wall. That's not such a big bizoyant. This is Rabbi's Teretz. For the Mora, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a kasha to Rabbi. Eisvei Abaya, the Zabrite says Alochom, that now Mishnah, Toich Dal Damis, Goloi Etzloi. O Bechutz Le Dalet, Hoiv Choy Alaksav. Has even in the Reish of Al Mishnah, that's talking about the Eskupa, there's still a Bright that says a Chilik. That when is it Mutter to roll up the Sefer? Only if it only fell away within Dal Damis. But if it rolled away from you more than Dal Damis, then it's also to roll it up. Then you have to leave it there and just hoifchei alaksav, just turn it upside down that the letters are facing the wall, so it's not such a big bezoin. That's what the Braisa says. Now the kasher is v'yam rit b'yiskup and the dresses askinon. If it goes like you rabba, that we're talking about this stoop is a stoop that people step on. It's mamish a tremendous bizoyin or bizoy mali teich dal damis mali chutz dal damis. My nafkamin, if it rolled, the other side rolled away from you, dal damis, or it didn't roll away from you, dal damis. My nafkamin. An issue derisa for sure does not, because one side is always in your hand. So since the whole chayfus didn't leave your hand, there's no issue derisa in rolling it up. So it's only yosim midrabbonin. So what do I care if it rolled away more than dal damis, less than dal damis? If the svara where we're saying it's mutter is because it went over such a stoop that everybody steps on and it's a tremendous bizoyin to the sefer, so it should be mutter. Whether it went dal damas or not, my nafkamina, it should be mutter in both cases. So there's a kasha according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, why does the brisa say more than dal damas is also? Why should it be yosim more than dal damas? Where's the bizoyin? I mean, it's still a big bizoyin here. The Rashi says, Mali chutz liyaba. It's only an issue of the Rabbanan here. The Oyde B'yodek, about one side of the Sefer is in your hand, there's no issue of the Raisa. Of a Zoy Mali Mavra Dal Damas Meshus Rabin, Mali Matas Meshus Rabin Liskupa Meshus Yochid. The Kishoris Law Mishum the Oyde B'yodek. I'm on the shock. You're not doing more than an issue of the Rabbanan here. Because whether it rolled away Dal Damas or not, you're still picking it up from a Meshus Rabin to a Meshus Yochid. And it's only awesome of the Rabbanan. Or about there's a bizoyin here, it should be mutter in both cases. What's the difference? So the Moria Elo Amra Abaya. So Abaya says this bipshat here. Elo Amra Abaya. Hocha biyaskupa karmlus askinin. No, we're talking about this front stump, this front step is not 10 tfachim high. It's not a reshus yochin. It's only, let's say, 5 or 6 tfachim high. So therefore, it's only a karmlus. It has to be more than 3 tfachim, but something more than 3 tfachim up until 10. 5, 6, 7 tfachim high, which is rochev dalad by dalad, is called a karmelis. That's what we're talking about. This is scoop is only a karmelis. Trashi is scoop of karmelis, roch barabo, it's taka wide for tfachim, but it's not 10 tfachim high. For chutzalah rishus rabin, true, in front of this is a rishus rabin. Well, if nimhe mena rishus yochid, and in back of you is your house. Now, as you're walking out from your house onto this front step, but this front step is not 10 tfachim high, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a Karmelis. And in front of that is Rishus Rabin. That's what we're talking about here. Piyaskupa Karmelis Haskini Rishus Rabin Oiveros Lefoner. Now, Teich Dal Damis, if it only fell away from you Dal Damis, then it's mutter to roll it up. Why? The Nofel. Because even if the whole thing would fall out of your hand completely onto the ground in the front of the Rishus Rabin, O Maitzile, and you would carry it on top of this Askupa, on top of this a step, which is a Karmelis, Lo yosla dechiv chatis, you would not be doing an issue deraisa, because since it's less than dalad amis away from you, so you're carrying in Rishus HaRabim less than dalad amis. Now, what do you care? We are carrying it from Rishus HaRabim onto this karmelis. That's mutter midiraisa. So midiraisa, you're not doing any yisurim. So even if the whole thing would fall out of your hand, midiraisa would be mutter to bring it up. Therefore, sharvulei rabbonin. Therefore, even though it should be awesome, but the Rabbanan, but Mishum Bizoyin, how could this Rabbanan will make it? That if the Sefer only fell within Dal Damas away from you, so therefore, since one side is in your hand, you'll let it roll it up, bring it close to you. Because there's no tzad to be over Nisid Eraisa. Ma'ashen kein chutz liyar bamas. Let's say the other side of the Sefer rolled away from you, Dal Damas. It rolled 4 Amas into the Rishas Rabbin. Now here, di maisi lei, also de chiv chatis. Let's say the whole sefer would roll that far. Even the side that's in your hand would leave your hand, and both sides of the whole sefer would go away from you, Dal Damis. Now, how would you get it back to you? You have to pick it up and walk Dal Damis through the Rishus HaRabim. And that's an Issei D'Raisa. So since it's possible to be over an Issei D'Raisa when it rolls away, Dal Damis is L'Sher V'Lei Rabbonim. The Rabbonim will not make it. Even now, we're talking about that one side is in your hand still. So there's still no issue deraisa, but the Rabbanan made exerim. Even though one side is in your hand, the Rabbanan will go, you can't roll it up, because maybe you'll do the same thing when the whole thing leaves your hand. And if it went away, Dal Damis, then you'll have to carry it back 4 Amas through the Rishus HaRabim, that would be an issue deraisa. So therefore, since it's possible to be over an issue deraisa, the Rabbanan won't make it. Trashi, Umaisilem Rishus HaRabim Yiskupa, Ezen Kan Chiv Chatis. If it's less than Dal Damis, all you're doing is carrying it from Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, which is Mutter. If your mamish carries something 4 Amas in Rishus HaRabim, you're Chayev Chatis. here that it's attached to your hand, here the Rabbanon, though, were not mekel. Even though it's only an issur the Rabbanon, still the Rabbanon were machmir. Agzera, maybe you'll fall out completely into Rishus Rabbin, and you'll have to carry it back. Da'al dam is, you'll be over issur the Raisa, therefore the Rabbanon were not mekel. Fred Gemari, Hochi, if that's the case, Teich Da'al dam is nami nigzer. Why don't you make Agzera even Teich Da'al dam is? Let's say one side of the Sefer